May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Way, way back in 1853, there was a man called William Hunt, and he painted a picture that was called Jesus, the Light of the World. Since then, several other renditions of that Jesus Light of the World have been painted. In fact, one of them is the basis for the east window in our main church. What's unusual about that painting is that although it's called the Light of the World, it's often referred to as Jesus knocking at the door. Jesus in Hunt's picture, yes, has a lantern, but he is knocking on a door. And in that original painting by Hunt, what Hunt did is he did not put a handle on the door. The door that Jesus was knocking at has no handle. What Hunt's telling us is that when Jesus knocks on that door, only the other person on the other side can open it. It comes from the saying where Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Jesus can knock forever, but if the person on the other side doesn't open it, Jesus can never get in. And of course, the person on the other side of the door is you and me. You see, for us to open the door to Christ is to open our hearts to allow Jesus into our lives to make a new creation. To open the door to Christ is to open for us a new way of living. But we have to do the opening. You know, in the Gospels, there are numerous references to things being opened because of God and Jesus. When Jesus was baptized, heaven was opened. At the resurrection of Jesus, it was the tomb that was opened. At the crucifixion of Jesus, it was the curtain that was split from top to bottom, that took away the separation between God and his children. There were four men who had a friend who was a paralytic, and they climbed on a roof and they opened the roof to lower the paralytic to Christ. And then there's a little boy that had the courage to open his lunchbox and give to Jesus 5 loaves and 2 fish, and the 5,000 were fed. Eyes were opened, ears were opened, and voices were freed. You know, in the Gospels, there are only a few Aramaic words that are recorded that Christ said, and one of them we hear today, epitha, be opened. You know, for Jesus to say epitha means that something has to be closed. We are here today, so I guess we can presume that we've already been on the other side of that door and opened the door and let Christ into our lives. But you know, sometimes even when we've let Jesus into our lives, there are some other doors of our life that we will not open, that's still off limits to Christ. That we don't allow Jesus in, therefore it prevents us to living our life in Jesus to its fullest. So I think the question for us all today is, what is it in our lives that we have closed? What is it in our lives that Jesus is standing on the other side of the door knocking? And we need to open it and to let him in. Christ says the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. to love him with all of that maybe means that we need to take a look at what is close to Jesus in our heart and in our mind and in our strength. In our hearts, every time we gather for worship in our church, the first prayer we say is that Jesus knows all the secrets of our hearts. But you know, sometimes we don't admit that. We still have those little secrets that we hope that Jesus doesn't know anything about. Those things that are still eating our lunch. Those things that we've been told are unforgivable. And Jesus stands and knocks at the door. He says, it's time to open the door. Let me in. Let's take care of this with forgiveness. But for that to happen, we have to open our hearts. To love God with all of our mind. You know, some of the most important words that I believe Jesus ever spoke were the four words, "What do you think?" What do you think? You know, God, in the creation of his children, gave us all a mind to think. And when we use that mind to think, what we often come up with is that thing called an opinion. Now, that opinion may be completely different to somebody else's opinion. But you know something? That's okay. It's only when my opinion is considered the only way and everybody else is wrong, that's when it steps into not being okay. You know, we gather on this Labor Day and we give thanks for this incredible nation we live in. And one of the foundations of our nation is the freedom of speech. You know, I really believe that our founding fathers understood that God-given gift of a mind to think and an opinion to be offered. And more importantly, the ability to agree to disagree. But you know something, when we are convinced that we are so right and everybody else is so wrong, then I believe we have closed our minds. And behold, Jesus stands and knocks. And we're asked to open. I really believe when we open our minds and we open our hearts, that leads to an incredible strength in Christ. Because I believe that with an open heart and with an open mind, we allow Christ more intimately into our lives. His words, his actions become our words and our actions, and we begin to live our life differently. That happens. But you know something? Life in general doesn't change. Because by becoming a Christian, it doesn't put us into some kind of bubble that protects us from life's challenges. Becoming a Christian does not protect us from sickness. Becoming a Christian does not protect us from hurt. Doesn't protect us from disappointment. Becoming a Christian does not even protect us from death. But what it does, it strengthens us to face whatever life deals us. what we've done when we've opened that door is we've moved from standing behind the door when we used to say things like, it's not fair, or it's wrong, or sometimes even it's God's will. We've allowed Jesus in to see all of life in the strength that God is not against us. And God is for us. And God is with us in whatever happens. The door for Jesus is already opened, or else we wouldn't be here. But it's the doors of our hearts, doors of our mind, and the doors even of our strengths that remain closed. Today, I believe in this gospel story. Each of us is called by Christ to come away privately, feel the breath of Christ, and listen to the words of Christ as he says to each and every one of us, Ephphatha, be opened. Amen.